Speaker!
Order, please. Order!
Deputy Speaker Lindsay Tish was in the chair as the House went into committee to consider the Smoke-Free Environments Controls and Enforcement Amendment Bill. Māori Party MP Rahui Katine took the chance to put forward amendments that would require registration of tobacco sellers.
The problem that my amendment seeks to address is that currently there is not a central list of tobacco retailers, and as a consequence, all national estimates for the number of retailers vary widely. In a letter I've seen today from Professor Richard Edwards, Dr. George Hampson, Professor Chris Cunningham, Dr. Heather Gifford, Professor Janet Hoyk and Stephanie Eric, there is a clear message that with tobacco displays moved out of sight, there will be difficulties in identifying tobacco retailers. And so their letter makes a very clear statement, which again I cite for the record, quote, "We see such a register as the minimum system necessary to enable health enforcement officers to effectively and efficiently do their job of working with retailers. Furthermore, such a register would help to keep track of the growing move by tobacco companies to market tobacco products through temporary outlets at festivals and other events."
Mrs. Katine's amendment sought to tackle some problems that could arise from the passing of the bill.
There is, of course, the catch-22 dilemma that removing tobacco retail displays might lead to out-of-sight, out-of-scrutiny. A mandatory register of all tobacco retailers is a perfect response to the declared need expressed by many health enforcement officers to keep track of retailers with complete and current data. We understand that ASH, the Action on Smoking and Health, is in full support of this amendment.
Speaking on behalf of the Labour Party and in support of Mrs. Katine's amendments was Palmerston North MP Ian Leeds Galloway.
This is an issue which came up, although it is clearly outside of the scope of this bill, hence the motion being moved by the member. This is an issue which came up a number of times in submissions to the Māori Affairs inquiry into the effects of tobacco on Māori in New Zealand, and in fact there was a range of different options offered. One was to actually license the tobacco retailers. The other was to have a register, and I think it is a valuable debate that is worth having, because although it falls outside of the question of advertising, which is what this bill is actually about, I think the member made a very, very good point that one of the perhaps unintended consequences of the removal of tobacco displays is that perhaps tobacco can be, you know, perhaps out of sight and therefore not watched as closely as we would prefer. And I'd just like to have it on record for the member so that she knows the Labour Party is absolutely behind her, and we'd like to see this debate occur.
And with that, the Deputy Speaker put the question to the House.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no.
Aye.
The noes have it.
Aye.
Noes have it. Party vote's been called for. I'll ask the clerk for a party vote.
New Zealand National, 57 votes opposed. New Zealand Labour,
42 votes in favour.
Green Party,
9 in favour.
ACT New Zealand,
5 votes opposed.
Māori Party,
4 in favour.
Progressive,
1 in favour.
United Future,
1 vote opposed.
Honourable Chris Carter,
1 in favour.
Members, the ayes are 57, the noes are 63. The motion is not agreed to. I declare the House in committee for consideration of the Smoke-Free Environments Controlled and Enforcement Amendment Bill.
With the amendments voted down, MPs proceeded debate on the committee stage of the bill, and Labour MP Raymond Ho made this light-hearted observation.
I've learned that many Chinese Kiwis are puffmatic dragons or enjoy being the puffmatic dragons, so this bill is very important. And what?
Later, MPs were interrupted by a power outage that saw the chamber descend into darkness for several seconds during a call from National MP Paul Hutchison. The Smoke-Free Environments Controls and Enforcement Amendment Bill was reported without amendment and is now set to undergo its third and final reading. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.